You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How did we get started talking about lusting for things? Something came up the other day.
No idea. Well, yeah. I mean, I can bounce off of this because I know that you and Josh are 100% sick and tired of me talking about how much I want an electric bike. I mean, I'm looking them up in the studio all morning. I'm talking about them.
I'm tired of it, but I can't be nearly as tired of it as your wife.
And that's the reason. Yeah, that's a whole nother issue. I haven't gotten one because my wife is mean to me. And she says, no, I can't have one because they're too expensive. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's technically not exercise when you're not pedaling around. You're just zipping around, hitting the throttle, and just keeping your feet on the pedals doing nothing.
That's a pretty good point.
So, Knick-Knack is mean to me. But anyway, yeah, I am lusting so bad right now for an electric bike. And it's like all I think about. And I can't be alone. I mean, not as far as the bike goes, but, you know, there's other things in your life that you're just lusting for and you're thinking about. How about you? Anything?
Well, wait a minute. Before we get to that, Ruben wrote in already and said he's lusting for a snow melting system for his driveway.
Well,
what?
Okay. It's not snowing anymore.
So your electric bike is okay, but his snow melting system is not?
You don't need it right now.
Well, no, but I mean, just to have it at
all
times.
So he wants a heated driveway.
You do realize that it's going to snow again here eventually.
I do. So, okay, so a heated driveway.
We're off to a flying start. Jeremy has already poo-pooed the first one that's been sent in.
Ruben, there's no snow right now. There's got to be something else that you want. Marlis wrote in and said a Winchell's cinnamon crumb donut.
Yeah, okay.
Now we're talking.
See, if we're going to go food, I mean, the phones could blow up just with food. But I told
you
that I had that blizzard the other day.
Yeah.
And it was one I've never had before. It's the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie Blizzard. Now that, my friend, because it's got the fudge injected down inside of it.
Yes. I'll eat anything with fudge injected into it.
Fudge injection is like, that should be my dancer name.
What's yours? You don't have anything?
I'm trying to think of what I'm lusting for right now because the food is going to keep coming up. What am I lusting for? You hear me talk all the time. I don't know. I hate to drop the ball on this. I guess.
Oh, God. I have a list. I mean, I want a new Ford Bronco, like, so bad.
The problem is that you are still, for the most part, in your acquisition mode of your life.
Accumulation phase? No, yeah. I'm not.
Well, you still are. I mean, in terms of age.
In terms of age,
you are.
Yes.
Early, mid-40s, that's still when you're still acquiring things.
Yeah.
I have started getting into that mindset of I just want to get rid of it. I'm almost lusting to downsize.
For an empty house.
Kinda. I mean, if that counts or not, I think I'm lusting to downsize.
Okay.
I was just out working in the backyard again yesterday, and I was thinking, man, this gives me such a great sense of accomplishment to do all of this. But at the same time, I'm kind of lusting for, you know, like that condo or that thing that I lived in. It was a condo thing. It was like a top floor next to the radio station.
I do remember that, yeah.
You know, penthouse thing or whatever. It was smaller and hardly anything to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a lusting for a lifestyle, I guess, rather than lusting for a thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Who else? Vicky is lusting for the $800 Millennium Falcon Lego set.
Oh, I think Josh has that. Josh is a big Lego collector. He's shaking his head. Yes.
And was it? Ask him. Was it $800?
How much was it? Yeah, right around there. Yeah, thumbs up.
No kidding.
Yeah, he spends a lot of money on Legos. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$1,000 almost for a Lego set?
You know, again, he's young and has disposable income. He says it's huge. Yeah.
Huh.
I'm lusting for a room in my basement because, we want to finish the basement. I want a room for my treasures. I really do, like where I can set up all my old action figures and things like that. I would love to. I want my own room for action figures because I'm a dork.
I want a room for my toys.
I do. Mark wrote in. He says, I am lusting. I am like every red-blooded man with animal instincts, wants, and desires. And then he said, tacos. He's lusting
sure,
for tacos.
Sure, tacos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Summer
Amy
break
and
is
Littleton
coming in.
Is lusting for a stand-up paddleboard. And Michelle is lusting for new kitchen cabinets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, have fun paying for those. My
you know God. What? You know what I'm lusting for? I'm lusting for a house that, again, has a pantry. It's the little things in life. I moved into this house. It's a beautiful home. It's gorgeous. All of that. But the way the woman designed it when she redid her kitchen,
mm-hmm.
it just has some cabinets that act as like a pantry.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a pantry.
Okay.
And that's what I'm lusting for. I want just to be able to walk into a pantry
yeah.
instead of having to move things around cabinets all the time.
You just want to see your pasta displayed in the pantry.
I want to see it. I want to have a walk-in pantry where I can see all of the food. Right now with these few cabinets, it's a matter of having to readjust everything to see what's hidden behind what.
Yeah, I feel like that would look messy all the time, too. All your stuff stacked up.
Stupid.
Alex is lusting for one of those tiny robots that brings you food. Here are your snacks.
Stephanie is lusting for the new Zelda game.
Yeah, that's a biggie right now.
Oliver lusting for, quote, my own vending machine.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. I like that.
You guys are way more clever than me. That's
really
fantastic.
Cool. I would like some of those old school stand-up arcade games in my room of treasures.
In your toy room?
In my toy room. A couple big like arcade machines from the 80s. Oh, oh, so cool. My puppy to be potty trained says Dawn.
Carol says, I'm lusting for a husband that texts back, does the laundry, and basically adults for me.
Oh, come on. Not a chance.
Marley says, I'm lusting for my almost two-year-old to not act like a dramatic screaming banshee, hitting for no reason, and laughing God. At me when I discipline him.
That's hilarious.
Missy's listening up in Arvada. She's an A-triple-O-er. She says, I'm lusting for my 17-year-old to get his driver's license. He has no desire to drive. And then she said, I think that teens not driving would be a good topic for your show. Listen, there's one simple solution to that, Missy, and that is stop carting him around. You say, look, you're old enough to drive. I'm not driving you anymore. It's on you.
Yeah, he'll get
he'll
it pretty
go
quick.
Get his license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just stop driving him.
His friends will start jabbing him, too, you know. Where don't you have your license, man? I was talking about how I'm lusting for an electric bike, but my wife is mean and won't let me get one. So thank you so much to everybody writing in about how fun and incredible and amazing your electric bike is.
Mm-hmm. Kind of rubbing it in.
Thanks
aren't
for
it?
Rubbing that in. Oh, I don't know how I lived without them. Okay, thanks.
Nancy says, I'm lusting to be able to walk into my work and tell them I quit and walk out. Well,
do
I
it.
Guess
I dare
you could do that. Just do it today.
Do it. Amanda says, my husband has literally spent hours watching videos about 3D printers. So he must desperately want a 3D printer. What is he going to make with that?
You can make almost anything with them anymore. And as each day goes by, there's more things you can make with 3D.
They're making
food with 3D printers.
They are.
Now.
You can print meat.
You can print a steak.
A typical, 40-year-old dad sitting at home with a 3D printer. What's he making? I made us plates. I made a remote control holder for the side of the chair.
Oh my God.
He's not changing lives. Let's see what else is on here. A lot of cars coming in, different cars.
Mm-hmm. Robin is lusting for those meal pills that the robot Rosie would give to George Jetson that would just make life so much easier. You know, we're getting closer to that kind of stuff.
Vacation to San Diego from Christine. Summer break, another one of those from Amy. I'm a teacher. That explains it all. Lusting for summer break.
Amanda is lusting for another kitten, and then she asks us, does three cats make me a crazy cat lady?
You are teetering. You're definitely teetering. Once you hit three,
Is it a negative anymore? Because I think that used to be,
sure
that used to be a slight or a slam on somebody, but I don't think
you
so
don't think
anymore.
So. Julie says, I am super pregnant and I am lusting for a margarita. 9 more weeks before I can have one.
Ty, the countdown to the margarita. Begins,
and Ty says, I'm lusting for the hot date I have with my bed after work. I'm so tired.
Been there.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing about the things that we lust for. If you take a step back for just a few moments, even if some of this stuff is pie in the sky. I'm lusting for pie now all of a sudden. Mm. Even if this stuff is just a fantasy land, it's really good for the human brain to have these things. If you don't have something that, like, I'm a little worried about myself because I can't put my finger on, like, what I'm actually... Everyone should have something that they're lusting for.
Yeah, that just means you're content, though. It's okay to be content, too.
Is it, though?
It is okay to be content.
Then you start tiptoeing into complacency, and I would rather have... Like, for me, the whole thing about downsizing or just finding a place that has a damned pantry. I mean, it's simple, but it does give us something to live for.
Yeah, it gives you something to work towards and, you know, work harder for, and then you get it, and then it's that much more special once you do get it.
And it needs to be beyond the royal ultimate choco brownie blizzard treat. I mean, it's got to be more than that.
Yeah.
But having something that you lust for. Oh, how many of our listeners are not texting in, but they are lusting for a person? They just can't say it right now.
Oh, sure. Probably a lot of them.
A lot. Yep. And then there's the whole question of, is that necessarily bad that you just in your, you know, former president just, Jimmy Carter said that he lusted in his mind.
Yeah, you're just daydreaming a little bit. Hey, once I saw that Megan Fox Sports Illustrated cover this morning. Did I just say that out loud?